अंधस्य ध्यानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गौरत्विषे। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीना पराधलक्ष्य क्षिप्तास्य कामादि तरंग मध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृंदे नमस्ते चरणं। You should come here. Govind Bhakat Prabhu should be here. Yeah, sit down. They should. Today is Hira Panchami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was first year in Rath festival, carnival festival, he wanted to hear the melody of Hira Panchami. Hira Panchami, the meaning of Hira Panchami, that on the fifth day of Kart festival, Lakshmi becomes so worried that where has gone my husband? He told that quickly I will return. I am going to what?
For a change
for some days. And he went and he never returned. And it is now fifth day. She could not tolerate. So she became very angry. Very, very angry. And he ordered his all associates that you should take your weapons like enemy. And he was himself like commander-in-chief. And he attacked on his husband. Where has he gone? She wanted to attack. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is with his associates. In the very morning, he went to Sundarachal in Gundicha Mandir margin. And he took darshan of Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra with his associates. When he used to go to Jagannath temple, whether in Jagannath temple or anywhere, he used to see Krishna, Jagannath, as Brajendanandan Shyamsundar, peacock feather on his head, float in his hands, very beautiful Kamananayan Kamal Nayan means?
Lotus eyes.
And with all these symptoms, he used, and you can see in Braja, Vrindavan, with gopis. He never saw Baldev is there, Subhadra is there, and Sudarshan is there. Because in Vrindavan, no Sudarshan needed. Never he used. And he never prayed to Baldev in temple and to Subhadra. In court festival, when he used to see Baldev and Subhadra, then he used to do. Other not with to Jagannath Dev. Very wonderful this thing. So he came from Sundarachal, Vrindavan, to Jagannath temple. And there, in evening, Lakshmi Devi, with her all associates, decorated with so many golden jewels and ornaments, very beautiful, precious clothes, garments, with so much affluence. They were decorated. Before one day, Kashi Mishra, the guru of Pratap Rudra, he told to Pratap Rudra, and he advised that bring all the golden and jewels, ornaments, and you should give it to Lakshmi Devi. All appellants, so many jewels. And you should decorate Lakshmi Devi. And make it so beautiful, this also Lakshmi Hira Panchami, that all will be wondered. As they have never seen like this. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to see and to test all these melody.
Mellow.
Then Lakshmi Devi was decorated with golden and jewels, ornaments and so many things. And then in the gate of Singhadwar, on the gate of Jagannath temple, Kashi Mishra gave a very beautiful seat to Mahaprabhu and his associates, Srivas Pandit, Sarup Damodar, Rayaraman, and all were there. And then, quickly, Lakshmi came there with her all associates in affluent manner, and as if she is going to attack Jagannath. So first he attacked them, and she imprisoned them all. She tightened all the associates of Mahaprabhu, Sikhi Maiti, Bakreshwar Pandit, and all Mahaprabhu associates, and they binded like prisoners, and they began to
beat
with
a feet of cloths.
And they were punishing all. Oh, you should pay that you are like guilty. You have taken my husband and where you have kept. You should just now bring, otherwise I will
punish you
and take what? Donation.
Fines.
Like fines. And thus they imprisoned whole associates of Mahaprabhu. And seeing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. So happy. And he was tested mellow of all these things. Oh, Swarupa Damodara telling that Mahaprabhu told that I have heard that Satyabhama used to have some man, and he used to give up his all ornaments and be in a separate room, dark room, and male basant,
dirty clothes
he used to take, taking all golden ornaments and weeping, and by these nails doing like, and weeping and weeping. But this, I see this Lakshmi, another kind of man. It seems that he has invaded with so many army soldiers, being like a commander-in-chief, and he is going to attack anyone. I have never seen like this, never heard in any books as Lakshmi is doing. Then Swarupa Damodara is replying. There are so many kinds of man, but there is so much a difference in Vrindavan and where? Dwarka, so much difference. Mahaprabhu is speaking. He is asking to Swarupa Damodara. Yadapi Jagannath Karen Dwarka Abihar Sahaj Prakat Kare Param Udar. 14th Parichet, 117 Paya. 117.
Although Jagannath enjoys his pastimes at Dwarka Dham and naturally manifests sublime liberality there, still, once a year, he becomes unlimitedly eager to see Vrindavan.
Why? Knowingly he has left Vrindavan. Why? To please gopis, to pacify gopi. It is told that he left Vrindavan and came to Mathura and Dwarka because he cannot give up their devotees of Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwarka or anywhere. He must support them, nourish them. Also, if Jarasandh will attack, there is no fort in Vrindavan. And then Vrindavan will be ruined. So Krishna is not going there. Understand? If Krishna will go there, and Kans will know, Jarasandh will know that he really he is not son of Vasudeva Devaki. He is son of
Nanda Yashoda.
Oh, then he will attack. Where? In Vrindavan. And Nanda Baba, being a cowherd, go, he is not warrior or soldier, or in Vrindavan, no soldier like that. So, he will ruin all Vrindavan and he will may imprison Yashoda and Nand Baba like Vasudeva Devaki, and thus Vrindavan will be. This is reason, but external. Also, Krishna is told, or a man can tell, he should go sometime and quickly return. Sometimes he may go. What harm? Oh, there is so many harms. All will know that there are so many friends there. So they should be attacked and they should be finished. So Krishna is not going there also. But it may be that if he can take whole Mathura, Puri, with all his associates, and in a minute, in the night he took all in Dwarkapuri. And he made so many
royal palaces
there for all each, not only king, all associate, for Akrur, Uddhav, Vasudeva, Devaki, and there have been so many thousands and thousands of millions of Mathura Basi. In one night, they saw that from Mathura they are sleeping in
Mathura.
Dwarka. They are sleeping. They were sleeping in there, Mathura. But in night they saw that they are in
Dwarka.
In morning when they go. Very wonderful. So Krishna can do anything he likes. He can take his all associates of Vrindavan, Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, all Sakhis, all friends, Sridham, Dham, Vasudham, Istok, Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun. He can take his mother, father, Vasudeva, Nandbaba and all. He can take all the Brajavasis there. What harm? Any harm? If Krishna does like this, what harm? Can you tell? What? In a night he can take all Brajavasi. Any harm? No harm, I think. Any harm? If all Mathuravasi can be there, they can also be here. What harm? What rasvichar? What rasvichar? Can you tell?
Because...
Can you? Something. What?
The Brijvasis, if they go to Dwarka, then how the gopis, they'll meet with Krishna at night?
Oh, they can meet always? What harm if they are meeting? Any harm?
Yes, so much harm. Because Krishna is there with his queens in Dwarka, he's there with his queens.
Oh, queen are queen and they are sakhis are sakhi. What harm?
So much harm.
In Dwarka, all the queens are so much decorated with jewels and all the gopis, they are simple village girls. They will feel like so much out of place.
How Vrinda will go there? Will Govardhan will go there?
He can do anything.
No, Govardhan.
This is a very confidential. Then there will be quarrel among Madhurya Bhav and opulence.
Aishwarya.
Krishna, what he will tell? That I am son of Vasudev or Devaki or Nanda and Yashoda. What he will tell? Very difficult for Krishna.
Contradiction of Melo.
Contradiction. Will he take float? Will he take feather cocks there?
Peacock feather.
And we will go to his friends. Love cow herding in Govardhan, in Dwarka. Will he go? Can he tell that I am son of Nand Baba and Yashoda? Can he tell?
In Dwarka, everyone respects
him. So, opulence and Madhurya, they cannot live together. They cannot. By that, what? Constitutional nature. If you will realize all these things, being Madhyamadhikari even, really, then you can be one-pointed to Brajendranandan, otherwise not. Understand what I told? Yes. If you will be in Madhyama Adhikari, really, and you will hear all these things in good association, and you will realize what is opulence and what is
sweetness,
Madhurya Bhav of Vrindavan. Vrindavan cannot come to Dwarka, and Dwarka cannot go there, never. It is quite opposite. And this is called Rasa. Kya Rasa? Bhasha. Not a Rasa Dushta. What is Rasa Dushta?
Overlapping of mellows.
Eh?
Overlapping of mellows.
Yes. So first you should know what are these things. You should know what is opulence and what is Rasa, which are of Madhurya. In Dwarka, always opulence. All know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, sometimes being four-handed. And He can do anything. He can make any dead person again alive, like He did in Dwarka. But in Vrindavan, opulence means to think that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. No death, no birth. But in Vrindavan, what? Always Madhur Bhava. What? He has taken birth from the womb of Maha Yashoda. He is quite ignorant. He cannot turn over without the help of mother. Always hungry. Sometimes he became angry. Hungry and angry both. Anger both. If he is hungry, he may still butter here and there. He can tell lie. Mother, when I have taken, when I have stolen away, I never stole away. When I took, I never. Oh, in very morning, you used to send me for cow herding in very morning. And with my friends, I used to go whole day long, running here and there with cows. And in the evening, at the time of night, I returned back from cow herding. And then I become so tired. And then taking something, and then I sleep. When I've taken this butter, I've never done. And begun to weep. Then Mother Yashoda tells, oh, you have. Certainly you have taken. You have stolen away. Butter. Krishna told that, Mother, weeping. Mother, I am not perhaps your son. That is how you are telling and giving allegation to me that I have stolen away this butter. That is why. Then I should go away anywhere else. Then Yashoda Ma began to weep and her heart melted. Then he took Krishna in her lap and she told that, oh, never you should. You have never stolen away. I know, never. But Krishna told, I have done, Mother. I have done. And then both were weeping. So this is Madhurya Mood. She was tightening Krishna with mortar, you know. If she knew that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, how can she hit it? But one thing you should mark and know. Whether there is opulence or not opulence, no harm, it may be opulence. But the pastimes of Krishna, like Naravat.
Human life.
Like human born. Always. His pastimes should not cross. Like Putana came and he took up Krishna, my dear boy, and took and he wanted to give him poison. Krishna closed his eyes as if he was fearing to see this. And he did nothing. He shocked milk, but he, if she does what he can do? He never show any big form or anything. Like child, like doing this, like a boy, only 3 days only, but she was killed. So this is like
human-like.
This was very high class of opulence. Eternal-like,
Putana.
Once when Kans was conquering whole world, and he went to Putana, and there was a very big war, fighting. And Putana defeated. He was going to defeat this Kans. But Kans was so very politics, knowing politics. He told her, now I am accepting you like my sister. You are my sister. And you can help me, I will help you. Thus, this Sandhi becomes. Sandhi means?
Alliance.
Compromise. And then, quickly he met. So she was very, very powerful. Strong, powerful. To kill a demon like Putana, it was very, very
hard.
Even Kans could not defeat him. Her. This is opulence. Krishna took up Giriraj Govardhan. It was not an easy task. Don't close your eyes, please.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes and be seated like this. So, what I just said? Govardhan, he took Govardhan in his, and for 7 days. Oh, like an elephant has taken any
lotus
flower on her. But it is hard. A man cannot do. But Krishna, how did? He was smiling, sometimes taking his flute there, in dancing mood, threefolded. And all the cowherds boy, that they took their sticks. Oh, you should not go down. So all were thinking that the boys had. And also, Nand Maharaj was very high class of Narayan devotee. He prayed Narayan. Oh Narayan, this mountain should not fall down. And what to gopis? The power of Krishna himself, Radhika. He did like this. And he took whole Govardhan. If you are coming, you will be finished at once. You will burn to ashes. You should be there on my vision. Krishna was not doing anything. He has done and like that he was doing. So this was very great affluence. But he never became so big, shape, form and nothing. Four-handed, nothing. So, whether there is opulence or not opulence, or like a human-like, then it is called Madhurya. That is why Krishna is friend of all the gopis. He is beloved to all the gopis. He is son of all elder gopis. Like this. In Dwarka it cannot be. It is absurd. There is only opulence. Sometimes Krishna may take form of four handles. and weak form. So, this Mathura, Vrindavan mode cannot come here. He is bound to tell there that I am son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Bound. And I am Kshatriya. But in Vrindavan, what? I am Gop. How Krishna will reconcile if all the gopis and gops comes to Dwarka? And that is against the Rasa Vichar. So Vrindavan will never come, and he cannot take float and feather box, three-folded, very beautiful, like Manmath Manmath. He cannot be there. He cannot do any rash. If he is doing rash with gopis there, on the bank of ocean, they are in Govardhan. Then what all the his queens will think?
They will laugh.
So it cannot be there. So Vrindavan and gopis never will come. Krishna may come in his other form, and that form is called manifestation. Vasudev come. But Krishna cannot give up Vrindavan. Rajendranandan Shyam Sundar. He cannot. For a moment, he never gives up Vrindavan. Vrindavanam Pratyajya Padamekam Gacchati. So here, oh, Vrindavan and all gopi cannot come. That is his question. He is telling, Jadyapi Jagannath Kare Dwarka Bihar. Jagannath, being in Mathurapuri, Mathurapuri is like Dwarka. And he is with his queens, Bimla Devi, like Satyabhama Rukmini and all others.
Representative of
such queens. And he is with Baladev and Subhadra. Sahaj Prakatkare Paramudar Tathapi Basare. But whole year he lives in Vrindavan. But in a year he wants to go to Vrindavan. And he goes very strictly. Very deeply. It has been written in Purans, and Jiva Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami has quoted this thing, that in his last days, Krishna, he came from Dwarka and he defeated and killed Dantabhakra, and he went to Gokul and he made all the Brajavasi. He embraced them all. And he was weeping bitterly for. And then he was playing with all the gopis and gopis. And after some days, he took all his associates of Vrindavan. Nandababa, Vasudeva, Nandababa, Yashoda, all the mothers. All the sakhis, all the sakhas, and also his Vrindavan Bhumi, he took with him, and he went to Golok Vrindavan, there, upper Vrindavan. And his one form, like Vasudeva Krishna, again he came, and he went to Dwarka. Very secret things. So, like this, when he came, in a year, once in a year, when? At the time of sun eclipse.
Solar eclipse.
He came there. So I will describe these things tomorrow. I am coming to my point now here. Vrindavan Swami Ei Upavanagan Taha Dekhivare Utkanthit Hayamani. What meaning?
Pointing out the neighboring gardens, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all these gardens exactly resemble Vrindavan. Therefore, Lord Jagannath is very eager to see them again.
Bahire hoite kore rat yatra chal sundara chale jay chhari nila chal.
Externally, he gives the excuse that he wants to participate in the Rath Yatra festival. But actually, he wants to leave Jagannath Puri to go to Sundarachal, Gunjicha temple, the replica of Vrindavan.
Nana Pushpat Dhyane Tata Khele Ratte Dine Lakshmi Devi Sange Nahi Lai Ki Karane.
The Lord enjoys his pastimes day and night in various flower gardens. But why did he not take Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, with him?
What is the question? What is the question? Mahaprabhu is asking.
He's asking that why
in going to Vrindavan.
What is the question?
Why didn't he take Lakshmi Devi with him to Vrindavan?
Why? Number 8. What was the reason? Mahaprabhu is telling. If he is going there to play there, why he is not taking Lakshmi Devi there? If Krishna is going to Vrindavan, he may take his all queens. What harm?
Rasadushta.
Rasadushta. He cannot take. So he is asking, and Sarup is answering. You should try to know all these things. Then you will be at least in coming in Madhyam Adhikar. Only worshipping deities and always absorbed in that, not hearing high classes of Harikatha, always worshipping day and night. You cannot understand all these things. Especially in Kali Yuga, Hari Naam is more superior. Hare Naam aiva kevala. Kalau nasteva nasteva gatiranyatha. Anyone can steal away your titties. Then big problem. If you have no money, you cannot worship Parthalelia. You cannot do. But in chanting of Hari Naam, nothing is needed. A day will come when all will chant and come in this process. It is nearer to Dwapar, so we are doing so much. And especially for Grihastha Bhakta, it is essential something. But I want that you should not be always in Kanishta Adhikar. Never. Bhakti is like a current. You should develop. Gradually, even you are worshipping, then come in line. You know that Mahaprabhu was worshipping Giriraj. Any devotee sent from Vrindavan? Gunjamala and? How he was worshipping? He was bathing Sri Thakurji with his own tears. Keeping sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes on his eyebrows, sometimes like this. After 7 years or 6 years, he gave it to Raghunath Das and told to worship. Giving only one kuja of water, one earthen pot, water, and 7 or 8 manjaris. Manjaris with two very soft leaves. And not matured tulasi. Very soft tulasi with soft manjari leaves. And this was Sukhamsa. By what? Singing then Gunjamala Radhika and himself Giriraj, that he is Nandanandan. Rajendranandan Shyamasundar and serving. So we should try to realize all these things. Being a Madhyam Adhikari, Kanishta Adhikari cannot be. So try to be in Madhyam Adhikar with high class of association. Only it can do. Not reading books will not do. Never it can help you. Because lock and key in the hands of high class of devotees. Ja Bhagavat Pada,
Vaishnava
Vistana. They can unlock and you can then realize all these things. So, you know that for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is his question? Again you should repeat the question.
If Lord Jagannath is going to Sundarachal, why is he taking with him Lakshmi Devi?
What harm? And then Sarva Damodar is telling, Suna Prabhu Ihar Karan. Oh Prabhu, you should hear the reason behind. Vrindavan kridate lakshmir nahi adhikar. But
Swarup Damodar replied, my dear Lord, please hear the reason for this. Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, cannot be admitted to the pastimes of Vrindavan. She is not qualified.
She is not qualified. So all the queens there, Satyabhama, Rukmini, all there, were eight prominent, and others were 70,100, and these eight special, but any one of them are not qualified to go in Vrindavan, to be like, they will have to come in the womb of gopis, and if they are married to any gop, and they will be like Parakiya, like all the gopis, and they will give up their husbands and everything. And if they are in the guidance of gopis, then they can serve Krishna. Then they can be in Vrindavan, otherwise no. We know that even Lakshmi Devi, he did so much hard austerities in Velban, but he could not go in Vrindavan, or crossing river Jamuna. He never saw that how Ras is going on. He wanted to see Ras, but she cannot do. Because Jogmaya told her that you can see. Jogmaya, more than Lakshmi, she can control all. So she is telling that you are chaste lady, Brahmin, married to Narayan. Can you give up your husband? And can you marry again to anyone with any gop? Oh, how can I do? I cannot do. Then you cannot go to Vrindavan. You are unqualified. Can you make cow dung?
Cow dung patties.
Oh, I cannot do. I don't know.
She says, that's cow's milk.
Can you milk cows? I've never. Then you cannot. First you should come in the gopi home, then be with gopis, and then try to follow gopis, and you will have to marry any gop, like Durmukh, like Durmada, like Abhimanyu, like Govardhan, Malla, and others. And then, giving up all, you can go to Krishna. You can make Krishna your beloved. This is only process. Otherwise, no process at all. You cannot. So Lakshmi is unfit for this. Vrindavan Lilaya, Krishna Sahaya Gopigan, Gopigan Vina Krishna Harite Nareman.
In the pastimes of Vrindavan, the only assistants are the gopis. But for the gopis, no one can attract the mind of Krishna.
Oh, why is he? Sarva Damodar is telling. He is telling something large. Gops are there also, but why he is not telling the name of gops? Only he is telling?
Gopis.
Why he is telling? Understand my question? What I told?
Why is he saying that only the gopis can steal away Krishna's mind? Why not the gopas? Because also
anyone cannot control and steal away the heart of Krishna. Only who?
Gopis only.
He has told only for gopis. Napare ham nirvadya sanjitam. He has told himself. He has not told for anyone. He can told that, can tell that. Oho bhagyam nand goprajau sam janmitram paramanandam purnam brahmasanatana. What is the meaning?
Brahmaji is glorifying the residents of Vrindavan and saying, oh, Nanda Maharaj and all the bridge basses, they are so fortunate, they are so fortunate. Why? Because Purna Brahma, the absolute truth, himself, who is eternal and who is the reservoir of all transcendental bliss, that absolute truth has become like their friend, like their family member.
Anyone can say, serve Krishna in gop form, in male form. Nand Baba can serve Krishna. Gargachar, like a guru, Bhaguri, Shandilya, they can come to Krishna and they will give blessings to Krishna, no harm. Others may come, like Siddham, Subal, Madhumangal, all can come. Balde Prabhu can serve Krishna. But any male form cannot serve Srimati Radhika. And especially when Krishna is with gopis, with Radhika, any male cannot go there. Some friends like Subal Sakha, Madhumangal, Kokil Bhringa, a high class of having some mood of Mahabhav, Priya Narma Sakha, they can go up to some
distance,
but not there. They can help something help, but not they will be in Kunja, where Radhika and Gopis are all. But all Gopi can be there, no harm. So any male form, male cannot go. So here, especially for Gopis, he has told that any, except Gopis, anyone cannot go there. Even Lakshmi, anyone, even Mother Yashoda cannot go there. He knows everything, but he cannot go. Or only Mother, he knows, but she cannot go there. She will be very far away, and she will pose that I don't know anything. She may say, she sent him in morning, but he will say that, oh, all the boys, naughty boys, playing Krishna, and they have
scratch.
Like this. So, he is telling, Gopi Gan Bina Krishner Harite Nareman. Anyone cannot take the mind of Krishna and her. Only Gopi. So if you want to serve him, come in the process of Rupa and Raghunath. You should hear, you should learn all these things in the Rupa Shiksha, Sanatana Shiksha, especially in Raya Ramananda and Sambhava. And more than that here, it is very clear everything. Whole essence of the Shiksha of Rupa Goswami that he gave to Rupa in
Prayag.
And what he has collected in Ujjvalmani. Oh, essence of everything is here. But anyone cannot taste, eat, as if a very sweet honey is in bottle and cork is tightened so much. Oh, bees can go and fly around the bottle.
And lick the bottle.
And they can
lick the glass.
Lick the glass, but not they can.
No taste.
So if you will be like that, and that seed will be given here, and for probably it will be in the line of Rupa and Ramana. This is our object. Then you can realize something. Otherwise, chanting and remembering like nine
types of
devotional service. It will take to
Vaikunth,
but not in Vrindavan. If you are not following only one gopis, if you are serving Jagannath in that mood, what mood?
Shama Sundara.
like Dwarka persons. Oh, you can be there. But now you should not be disturbed. You should be first Madhyamadhikari. Otherwise you will give up the worship of Baldev, Jagannath and Subhadra and Gaur Nityananda, you will give up. Don't do in hurry. Don't be upset. Try to know all these things first and be Madhyamadhikari. Then one pointed to Krishna. You cannot be this time, at this stage, one pointed. Never you can be.
Not possible.
But in association of hearing, oh, you can come in this point. That quickly you will realize what is helpful and what is not helpful. Now you cannot decide all these things. What? First we should know all these things. What is bhava? Bhava mai? Bhava sambandhi, bhava nukul, bhava pratikul, and bhava abiruddha. You should know. But it's a very high class of things. In a day we cannot. But this is our aim and object, you should know. If you are in the line of Mahaprabhu, then not only chanting and remembering, worshipping these, you will have to follow all these things. If you are in the line of Mahaprabhu. We should not try to know all these things. And if you are not like this, then you should join Ramanuj, Madhyacharya, Noha. And you should chant and sing and do kirtan like that, Noha. Noha. But if you are in the line of Mahaprabhu, you should be in the line of Rupa and Raghunath, in this, what he is telling. And try to know and try to follow. Then you will come to Madhyamadhikara and gradually you should know. Then Prabhu kahe. Then again Mahaprabhu is telling. Jatra chale Krishner gaman. He is pretending. And he is going to Vrindavan, but not telling Lakshmi Devi, his wife, that I am going to Vrindavan. My health is not very good. So I want to change my climate and other things as I am going. And quickly, Subhadra Arbalas Sange Duijan. And he took with him Subhadra and Baldev, brother and sister both. Gopi Sange Jyotalila Hai Upabane Nigudh Krishner Bhav Kehu Nahi Jane. What is the meaning?
These two verses.
125.
The Lord said, using the car festival as an excuse.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is questioning him. What?
Using the car festival as an excuse, Krishna goes there with Subhadra and Baldev. All the pastimes with the gopis that take place in those gardens are very confidential ecstasies of Lord Krishna. No one knows them.
What is the meaning? What is the deep meaning behind? Why he is taking Baldev and Subhadra? Can you tell Urukam Prabhu? He is taking Subhadra and Baldev with him. Not Lakshmi. Why he is taking Baldev and Subhadra?
Because he wants to conceal where he is actually going and the mood which he is...
But he is telling Nigud Krishner Bhav Kehu Nahi Jane. What meaning?
That... All the pastimes with the gopis that take place in those gardens are very confidential ecstasies of Lord Krishna. No one knows them.
What is the meaning?
Baladev and Subhadra also wouldn't understand them.
Yes, this is the meaning. Very intelligent. Very good. I'm happy. They were where? Oh, with Yashoda Maiya. No? They also are not knowing where Krishna goes alone in night. Even Yashoda mother don't know. Who know? Only know Jogmaya, Purnima, Brinda, Dhanishta, Kundalata. Sometimes Sugal,
like Madhumangal. Even Subal and Madhumangal, they know, but they don't go there. So Balli, Nigud Bhav Krishna, Kehu Nahi Jane. Even Baldev and Subhadra, not knowing all these things, so for what purpose he has come and he has bought me? Only Krishna knows. But he has only brought Baldev and Subhadra. That Lakshmi Devi should not doubt where he has been, whether he has fled for run away to Vrindavan or where. So if Baldev and Subhadra is there, again they will quickly tell Krishna that we should now return to Dwarka. But even they don't know. In night, where he goes away? Here in, where? Sometimes in Banshibat, sometimes in Seva Kunja, sometimes in Radha Kunda, in daytime also. He goes there and meets gopis, alone with all gopis. Playing what? On shrimps? Sometimes Pasha.
Gambling.
And gopis used to defeat him, sometimes taking his float forcibly. And like this. Sometimes playing in Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, giving water to each other. In so many ways they are playing. But Baldev Prabhu, or don't know where Krishna is playing with gopis. Then गोपी संगे जत कृष्ण लीला है उपवने निगुड़ कृष्ण भाव के हूँ नहीं जाने अतएव कृष्ण प्राकट्य नहीं कुछ दोष तब केनो लक्ष्मी देवी करे एतो रोष.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking the question now. Since there is no fault in Krishna's pastimes, why does the goddess of fortune become angry with him?
Clear it. Can you, Urukam? You should clear.
Krishna's activities with the gopis are pure and spotless, so Lakshmi would really have no reason to be angry because there's no contamination in Krishna's activities, yet she becomes angry. Why is this?
What is the meaning? Tumi bolo. Deep meaning? Can you tell? Subal Sakha? You know very more than me. I only some lens. And you know. He always knows gopis and these pastimes. I never. I can touch a little, but he drink, always sinking.
By your mercy.
Yes. What is the deeper meaning? Can you tell? Not appropriate. What was the deeper meaning? Why Mahaprabhu is telling? That अतएव कृष्णे प्राकट्य नहीं कुछ दोष. He is going with Baldev and Subhadra Devi, and they don't know why Krishna has come. So whether he is playing in with gopis in Nikunja and here and there, anyone does not know. Who told Lakshmi that he is going to play gopis? Anyone has not told. And especially Baldev, his elder brother is there. He cannot do anything.
In presence of elder brother.
Elder. And Subhadra,
sister.
His sister. Younger sister. In that presence he cannot do anything wrong. He cannot meet gopis. Then why this Lakshmi is so much angry? Why Lakshmi? Then Sarupa is telling,
स्वरूप कहे प्रेम मतीर यही तो स्वभाव कांतर उदास्य लेसे हय क्रोध भाव.
Swarup Damodar replied, "It is the nature of a girl afflicted by love to become immediately angry upon finding neglect on the part of her lover."
What? Again.
Yes. Swarup Damodar replied, "It is the nature of a girl afflicted by love to become immediately angry upon finding neglect on the part of her lover."
So, what is the meaning? What?
Now she has noticed that her husband is ignoring her, is neglecting her. So,
oh, not coming here.
Yes.
Not coming. And he has neglected. He is not actually sick.
Yes.
Only as he told.
He is pretending.
And now he is playing with gopis and gopis there.
She is suspicious.
And he is very happy.
So
he has neglected me and he has gone there. So this is the reason. If anyone has love to his husband and husband has some love with others, other any new girl, then what it will be? If in India they will take a bottle of kerosene oil or petrol and devils. Only ash will be there. But not in, here is no problem. Husband may keep new three, four, five, no one. They will also make new boyfriend, no one. But India, very thing, very, what?
Bad problem.
They can die like this. But here,
kantar audasya lesa, if anything, very little, small,
negligence
is there, and they will feel, then they will be so much angry. They can take poison, and they will die. Otherwise, they will be very angry. In Vrindavan, there are so many kinds of these moms, not only one, thousand, without reason, with reason, and reason so many things of man. And man will, when it will be? When it will be? When rati, sthai rati will be there. Sthai rati, you know? Sthai rati. And then asthai rati on then all sattvic and vyabhichari modes will come. And then first uddipan and alamban. Vibhav, anubhav, sattvic, vyabhichari and 33 kinds of vyabhichari modes will come. And mixed together on asthai bhav. Asthai bhav means any of the five, not changing, permanent they will be. First will come rati, and then after some time, it may be coming from Bhulog Vrindavan Ragatmi, any of them, it will come. And then it will be sthai bhav. And then the sthai bhav will turn into prem. What is the nature of prem? There may be so many things that our love and affection can break away. So there may be reason. What is English?
Of this verse?
No. I am telling.
Yes.
That
there may be cause for the love that, to be destroyed.
There may be very high class of
reason.
Cause or reason to break
love.
But instead of this, it will go
increase.
On. Increase so much. Lacks times, then it is praying. Not like that, or some quarrel and or divorce. Not like this. Because there is no self gain there. Only to please Krishna and Krishna want to please his gopis. So if any reason comes, then praying will increase so high. And then
Prem Sneha. Sneha means? Seeing Krishna. Oh, heart will be melted. Tears, full of tears always. Sneha. And they are also of two kinds. Grita Sneha and?
Madhu
Sneha. Oh, so many divisions, so many divisions. Srimati Radhika is Madhu Sneha. And Chandraurya and others of Grita Sneha. The meaning essence that Krishna is mine, then it is Madhu Sneha. I am of Krishna, then Grita Sneha of Chandravali. And then it will be pranay. What is pranay? Like in shadow or in mirror, nothing to shame. We can be naked in the on mirror because this is my reflection, our reflection. We can naked meshes and take bath, no harm. But if anyone is there, another person, then we will be ashamed. So when these kinds of faith and so much pranay comes, sneha goes in increasing in so much a degree that with Krishna, that one soul, two bodies only, like mirrors, then it is called pranay. And then man will come. Sometimes first come man and then pranay. But this is process, that first will come pranay, so much. And then will come man. When man will come, that Krishna must come. And he will
pacify me.
He is bound to come. And if this faith is there, a strong faith, then a man can come. Otherwise, man cannot come. Never it will come. Krishna must come. And knowing this, then man. Without reason, with reason, so many kinds. But in gopis, there are about 360 kinds of gopis, modes. Thousand and less in one youth. Separate modes. These are all of Srimati Radhika. All the gopis are manifestation of Srimati Radhika. They please by the wish of Radhika, all gopis, but different in different. But Radhika is combination of all. Everything is Radhika. And one then, Srimati Lalita is Prakhara, some Dhira, some Adhira, he has described all these things here. So many things. So Damodar is explaining all these things. And Mahaprabhu tells, oh, again, more. I want to hear, I want. And he is hearing all these things. Some gopis, having this idea, don't sleep. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
The mood of that Krishna is mine, they will weep. They will not protest. They will not abuse Krishna. Only weeping.
I am of Krishna.
I am of Krishna then. then they will do like this. They cannot speak any harsh word to Krishna. But those who have this mood, that Krishna is mine, then what they will? They will be very angry. They will take their bow and arrows and shoot Krishna. Very cruel, being very cruel. And Krishna will be suited. They will speak harsh words like arrows. So many things. Someone, those who are in middle, Madhya, when Krishna is coming, or not so much speaking, they can tell, oh, you can come. Oh, now you are so much tired. And they will give seat. And sometimes they will speak some harsh word, some words like taunting. Like taunting. Oh, you are now so looking so beautiful. You are now like a Shankar Mahadev. with
Neel Rohitru.
Neel Rohitru. Like this, so many things. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is testing all these things. But he is telling, I have never heard like this, that Lakshmi came with his all parties, like to attack, being a commander-in-chief, and he began to broke away the chariots of Krishna and all these things. Oh, sir, Srinivas Pandit. Oh, he was clapping so much. Very clapping. And he was very happy that the associates of Lakshmi are chastising the associates of Vrindavan gopis. And they are imprisoning them and beating them and taking tax from them.
Fine
from them. Their beautiful garland ornaments taking something other taking and beating them, punishing them. Then he was clapping and he was telling what? 200 three. Srivas Hasiya kahe suno damodar. Amar Lakshmi dekha sampati vistar. Vrindavane sampat dekha pushp kishalay. Giri dhatu sikhi puchya gunja phalamay. Vrindavan dekhi bare gela Jagannath. Suni Lakshmi devir mone hoilo asoyas. Eto sampati chhari keno gela Vrindavan. Tabe hasye korite Lakshmi korila bhajan. Sajan, you should go. All the.
This time, Srivas Thakur smiled and told Damodar Pandit, my dear sir, please hear. Just see how opulent my goddess of fortune is. As far as Vrindavan's opulence is concerned, it consists of a few flowers and twigs, some minerals from the hills, a few peacock feathers, and a plant known as Gunja.
No, there is golden crown. Oh, fruit. Only made of dry bamboos now. And peacock feather here, nothing. And only pitambar. And only flowers garland there. Nothing there. Go on.
When Jagannath decided to see Vrindavan, he went there. And upon hearing this, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, experienced restlessness and jealousy. She wondered, why did Lord Jagannath give up so much opulence and go to Vrindavan? To make him a laughing stock, the goddess of fortune made arrangements for much decoration.
So any person, being in opulence, they can think like this. All are in the side of Lakshmi. But Sarup Damodar, pure like Lalita. He knows all. And he's gone. Gone.
Then the maidservants of Lakshmi Devi said to the servants of Lord Jagannath, why did your Lord Jagannath abandon the great opulence of the goddess of fortune and for the sake of a few leaves, fruits and flowers?
What are you reading here? The explanation by... translation by Swamiji.
Yes.
Oh, you should know. I am not telling all these things. I cannot. only Swamiji is translating, I am only reading. So I am not guilty. If anyone will tell that Narayan Maharaj is Sahaji and he is telling all these things, then my Siksha Guru, oh, Swamiji must be more Sahajiya than me. He will be the Guru of Sahajiya. And I think that Krishna Das Goswami who has written, he will be the Guru, Guru, Mahaguru of all Sahajiya. So no harm to be a Sahajiya. If my all Gurus are Sahajiya, I must be Sahajiya. And if those who are criticizing and being in the line of Mahaprabhu, oh, that, then what they are? They are not in the line of our Guru's parampara, in the line of Rup Raghunath, in the line of Sarup Namodar. So anyone should tell anything, but we will be in the line of Sarup Namodar. Very strongly, very strongly, knowing all these things. They may tell anything. Why they are not distributing? Why they are not doing this? No harm, they should tell. But we should be very boldly in the line of Rup Raghunath and Sarup Namodar. So, we are following Swamiji. Bhakti Vedanta, Swami, your Prabhupada, I am following. Go on.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Then the maidservants of the Goddess of Fortune said to the servants of Lord Jagannath, why did your Lord Jagannath abandon the great opulence of the Goddess of Fortune and for the sake of a few flowers, fruits and leaves go to the flower garden of Srimati Radharani? Your master is so expert at everything. Why does he do such things? Please bring your master before the Goddess of Fortune. In this way, all the maidservants of the Goddess of Fortune arrested the servants of Jagannath, bound them around the waist, and brought them before the Goddess of Fortune. When all the maidservants brought Lord Jagannath's servants before the lotus feet of the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord's servants were fined and forced to submit. All the maidservants began to beat the rat cart with sticks, and they treated the servants of Lord Jagannath almost like thieves. Finally, all of Lord Jagannath's servants submitted.
Here Jagannath servant pane associates of Mahaprabhu. You should think that. Not all. Because those who were with Lakshmi Devi, also they were the servant of Jagannath. So you should see, like in the line of Mahaprabhu.
Finally, all of Lord Jagannath's servants submitted to the Goddess of Fortune with folded hands, assuring her that they would bring Lord Jagannath before her the very next day.
They promised. And then she took fine, punished them, and then she returned. But there was a question of Srivas Pandit. He told to Sarup Namodar, do you know that in Vrindavan, all the gopis, very poor, like, there are no golden ornaments. Only they milk cows, and they make butter, ghee, and all these things. And they use all this. Not like Mathura and Dwarka. No big, big palaces. There are only cars on which they live, and kunj there only. Only there, everything like flowers, garland of flowers. Not garland of jewels.
Palms.
And Hira and Jawahar.
Diamond.
Diamond like this. But why Krishna goes there? What is there? What is there? That Krishna goes there. Oh, there is love and affection. Natural. That is not in? His love and affection controlled. And in the line of Vedas. Controlling like Vedas are controlling. But here? No control. In Parikya mode, they can serve Krishna. Oh, this is in Vrindavan, not in Mathura and Dwaraka. Then Sarup Namodar is telling, Sivasuna, Savadhana, or Sivas, you should be careful. And here, you don't know, don't remember, but Vrindavan Sampat Tumar Nahi Pade Mone, you don't remember.
Where is the Vrindavan?
Vrindavan. Vrindavane sahajik je sampad sindhu Dwarka Vaikuntha Sampattar Ek Bindu.
Swarup Damodar then retorted, "My dear Srivas, please hear me with attention. You have forgotten the transcendental opulence of Vrindavan. The natural opulence of Vrindavan is just like an ocean. The opulence of Dwarka and Vaikuntha is not even compared to a drop of it."
What he told?
He said that opulence of Dwarka or Mathura is not, or Vaikuntha is not even like a drop of opulence of Vrindavan.
How?
Because there is no Madhurya, there is no Sophia.
One flower there, they can give lakhs and lakhs diamond and all the opulence.
What is desired?
But they don't want. Only for garlanding, decoration. And their ankle bells?
Made from Chintamani.
Chintamani. No use of Chintamani there. Only the gopis take it in their
ankle bells.
At the time of dancing only use. Not taking anything. If you are so much wealthy, so much wealthy, so many buildings, so much wealth, but you have no love and affection there. And anywhere, nothing is there, nothing. But love and affection is there. What stage do you will prefer? Where to be? Heaven cover, no harm. No problem. Only love and affection is there. So Vrindavan is a place of highest class of love and affection. So Krishna is Supreme Personality. He wants to test supreme love and affection. He is not satisfied with any lower class of love and affection. This is the thing. Now it is 8. So Sat Damodar is telling, and Mahaprabhu telling, "Oh, more, I want to hear, and want to hear." So everything, all very secret thing from Ujjalinmani, he has quoted all these slokes, so many slokes. Madhya, Pragalbha, Dhira, Adhira, Mugdha, Pragalbha, so many things. What is very high things. So we should try to be at least in Madhyam and then try to. But this is our aim and object of anyone who is in the line of Mahaprabhu. Gaur Prema.
I can't understand how they could have quoted Ujjala Nilamani. How could Swarup Damodar and Lord Chaitanya, because they came, Rupa Goswami followed them. So how are they quoting Ujjala Nilamani?
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has told, actually it comes from Swarup Damodar. Rupa Goswami is disciple of
Swarup Damodar.
Rupa Goswami is follower of Swarup Damodar. He has sprinkled his mercy to Rupa. So really these slokes were in the heart of Swarup Damodar. And then came to
Rupa Goswami.
So no harm. We can reconcile like this. No harm.
Also, generally we think of Lakshmi in Vaikuntha, but Jagannath Puri is Dwarka, so why is Krishna's consort called Lakshmi?
Because all the Rukmini Shattabhama, Vaikuntha Dapiso Dharatmat Bare, Dwaravati Japriyasi, Shati Nindi Pat Mahishi, all the Rukmini Shattabhama, more than Lakshmi's. So he is taking only one Lakshmi here from Dwarka. And Vimla Devi represents all the Dwarka queens. So he is telling that.
This is Bhima, who is so angry, more angry than Satyabhama. This Lakshmi, who is more angry even than Satyabhama, more man than Satyabhama, that's Bhimala?
Yes, but Satyabhama was somewhat like this. But not so much. Because Satyabhama is not having so much honor for so much high class of opulence. Because she was very dear and near to Krishna, and he was manifestation of Radhika, Rukmini manifestation of a Chandravali. So there are so many reasons and so many thoughts, so many things.
Maharaj, you said that when Jagannath is going to Gundicha temple, he's bringing Baladev and Subhadra, because, and you mentioned that Baladev, because in this way Lakshmi Devi, she cannot
suspect
him to enjoy.
That he is saving to gopis and enjoy gopi.
But Balaram, he also has Rasalila in Vrindavan.
He is residing, but Krishna never took him in the any kunj where Radhika was and gopi was playing. He may go in the shape of Ananga Manjari, but he cannot go directly. If Baldev Prabhu goes, if Nityananda Prabhu even, he cannot touch Mahaprabhu when he is in the mood of Radhika. He will not. He is falling down on earth. But Nityananda Prabhu is
from a distance.
So how Nityananda Prabhu, like Baldev Prabhu, will go to Kunjish? He will never go. He can go to cowherds and trickly Krishna will take Madhumangal, Arshubal with him and he will go to Radhakunda. Not Baldev Prabhu. Not Sridham, the brother of
Radhika.
Not Sakha. Not Priya Sakha. Not Pran Sakha. Only Priya Narma Sakha in them solely. Only for
messenger
like this.
So Gurudev, what kind of expansion is Subhadra? All the female expansions of
Subhadra. She is also Lakshmi, expansion of Srimati Radhika. But there he is playing the role of sister. But actually she is Maha Maha Lakshmi there. Having so much affluence, serving Krishna, that she came in the womb of Devaki or
Devaki.
After Krishna. So she is playing the role of Mahalakshmi.
Gurudev, can I also ask a question?
Yes,
sir. My daughter, Gopi, she has a question.
What?
When Krishna and Baladev and Subhadra were listening to the Leelas and hearing this form of Jagannath, but there was no chakra, this is a false form.
What question?
When they were listening to the
Rohini Devi.
Yeah, Rohini Devi, then they withdraw their arms melted of Krishna, Baladev and Subhadra. But there was no
Sudarshan
Chakra present there in that.
Sudarshan Chakra always. Sudarshan, the vision of Krishna is called Sudarshan. So Krishna, he was always with Krishna. He is always with Krishna. The vision of Krishna is called Sudarshan. If he will merciful and he will give the vision mercifully, then Sudarshan will come. Otherwise you will see Krishna like ordinary boy or anything else. Krishna Das, Kaviraj is here. Yes, sir. Go on.
Yasoda Bharas.
Jamuna Devi ki jai. Very beloved of Krishna, Jamuna.
Gauravani Devi Dasi.
Awesome name, very good name. Gauravani ki
jai. Janava Devi.
Good name, Janava Devi ki.
Janavi.
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 Then?
She is there.
Very good, thank you.
Jai Dev Prabhu.
Oh, Jai Jai Prabhu is good name, Jai Jai Prabhu ki Jai. Yeah.
Shyamananda Prabhu.
Who?
Shyamananda.
Oh, Shyamananda good name. Shyamananda Prabhu ki Jai.
Muralidhar.
Oh, I have given. Muralidhar Prabhu ki
Jai. Sudam Sakha Prabhu.
Very good name. Sudam Sakha Prabhu ki Jai.
Indureka Didi.
Oh, good name I have given before. Indu Rekha ki Jai.
Felix. Bhakta Felix.
Very good.
Pita Basa. Pita Basa.
Felix means happy actually.
Pitambar Dhar Prabhu ki Jai. Pitambar Dhar. Oh, Krishna himself Pitambar Dhar.
Pita Basa.
No, Pitambar Dhar. Change it.
Marianne. Marianne.
Yeah. Very good. What name?
Manju.
Manju Harshini.
Manju Keshi.
Oh, Manju Keshi. Beautiful hair with Srimati Radhika serving always. Manju Keshi ki?
Yeah.
Very beautiful your hairs, like the golden hairs.
Stoka Krishna Prabhu.
Yes. Stok.
Same.
Stok Krishna Prabhu ki.
Rene. Rene.
Yes. What name?
Radha Binod.
Oh, Radha Binod Bihari. Radha Binod ki. Yes. Very good name. Very good name. Radha Binod.
Aksal.
Abhinanda.
Abhinandan.
Abhinanda.
Abhinanda Prabhu ki jai. Abhinanda. Friend of Krishna. But also he was cousin.
Yes, Kaka Krishna.
Krishna. And very big bosom friend to Krishna.
Queen. Not cousin, uncle, uncle.
Uncle but friend. You don't know.
Chacha
chile. Beta. Jana. Chacha rao kokun kokunam bhai matun kajkar. So it's a friend.
Quinda. Quinda.
Kumudini.
Oh, Kumudini.
Yes.
Oh, Kumudini Devi ki jai.
Yeah.
Always like Kumud Pushpa, man. Lily Fold. Oh, friend of Srimati Radhika, Dashi of Radhika.
John, Bhakta John.
Jaitirtha.
Oh, Jaitirtha Prabhu ki jai. Jaitirtha.
Axel Tide.
What name?
Are you?
What name?
Two.
Abhinanda.
What name you have given?
No, he has put the person two times. Why you do so?
Everything is okay now? I took so much time. Sit down.
Who? Oh, what's your name?
Julia.
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 There's another one.
Oh,
Julia.
You have not given name?
No, we asked, announced twice. Yesterday, every yesterday to register their name.
Mm. You said you have registered all Italian devotees.
Radhika itadali. Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya.